B-Pod Studios.
Hey, let me know when we're recording.
We are.
Oh.
What were you going to do? Something bad or?
Yeah.
It is a Rap Party podcast. Yesterday's Rap Party podcast was a really informative one with Dr. Sam. Hopefully you enjoyed it and got all the information you needed.
And today's going to be a fun one.
Yes, Roy's already drinking, and it's 9:55.
I am thinking about hosting another happy hour today at 5 p.m.
Why wait for happy hour? Why don't you do a brunch?
Well, because I have to go pick up groceries at noon.
Have them delivered. Do I have to think of everything?
I just pull up and put them in the back. And I have to.
I've got a 4 o'clock video call with all my girlfriends that are preggers.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Then what are you guys going to talk about? Just pregnant life?
Probably. There's like 8 of us.
It's a lot.
Bitch and moan about how your husbands aren't helping you?
No.
You look cooked today. I can see Roy and Loren on the video. And doesn't Loren look... This isn't a knock on you. You should be exhausted. You're 10 weeks away from giving birth to a new human being.
Yeah.
And you've had every technical issue today.
I know. You know what?
You
the technical
fried.
Issue just took it out of me early. And then this baby is just beating the shit out of me from the inside
Really?
Out.
Explain.
Yeah. He hasn't moved hold on, out hold on. Of the same position.
Hey, Loren's talking about how her baby's beating her up from the inside. I know you like hearing this, Nicole.
Let Nicole come in because Nicole loves hearing about how there's a human inside of you. She can't wrap her head around it.
Okay.
But I knew she would like to hear this.
Yeah,
I know you're going to want to hear this.
I have bad news.
What?
I'm overworked.
You're overworked?
Yeah.
So is Nicole. Oh, Loren looks exhausted. We're all over it.
Okay, Loren, what's up?
Okay, so I was telling the guys that this baby is just beating the crap out of me from the inside out, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to – I don't even know if this is possible – but I'm like looking for black and blue marks on my belly that come from the inside because he's head down. His back is on my left side and he is just like beating a hole between my belly button and the right side of my stomach.
I don't know
if he's doing it with his fists or his feet.
I have a question. And boys, feel free to cover your ears. So like, what if... the baby had its arms or,
I know what you're thinking.
Or its legs facing down. Do you feel it in your girl area?
Kind of. So he was feet down, head up, like 2 weeks ago, and it feels like somebody is literally tap dancing on your bladder.
So like do you clench?
It hurts. Like, he stopped me maybe like a month ago, right before we went out of or into quarantine. Elena and I were at the grocery store, and I literally had to sit down on the floor because he was just destroying me.
I thought Nicole was going to ask if you could see like an extremity coming out of your lady parts.
No, because isn't it 6 inches up?
Yeah. Like, you know how like Roy in like Thriller, there's arms coming out of the grave?
Like, does Nicole think Loren's walking around with a hand sticking out?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I thought, but like...
No, but you can see, like, hands and feet stick out on your belly.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
This freaking nuts. This whole thing.
How upset are you that when this baby's born, you're not going to be able to hold the baby for a while?
Stay at home because come June, I want to hold that freaking baby.
Okay.
Why don't you just take cash? Why they?
I won't. I'll take cash.
That'd be helpful.
I want cash.
Everyone wants
money.
Cash.
He's freaking
yeah, Loren was looking really exhausted. You got a lot going on, and then like she yelled at her husband Dallas at 6 o'clock this morning. Get off the internet.
Cash
yeah, he was watching something.
Cash wrote his cards, and he put his little hands and paint on it. I hope you like have that. Like to
I
keep.
Do. We have arts and crafts stuff that come home from school every day.
His little hands are so cute.
Little Cash. What are you doing? Who are you talking to? Loren. Who are you talking to? Dal? Dal, get on the mic.
He's looking for something. He's on a phone call.
Just put him on the mic anyway. He's got it on mute, I'm sure.
He's on a phone call.
I'm
sure he needs to listen to something important.
Really? Because I know a ton of people that take conference calls on mute and do everything but listen to the fucking boring conference call.
I was tagged in a video yesterday of a dude on a work conference call. He didn't realize his camera was on, and he was naked. He saw his wiener and everything.
That's called porn.
Yeah.
That's called the live
cam.
Hold
on, he's back. Hold on.
Oh, there he is.
Here, you're talking to this microphone.
Sweet.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
What's up, bud?
Greetings from quarantine.
Yes. How are you feeling, man?
I'm cooped up.
Yeah.
You go for walks?
Yeah, man. You got to get like that hour outside every day.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, my neighborhood, there's never anyone like walking. Like, there's not families walking because it's typically dangerous, but not anymore. There's now tons of families hitting our streets. Our streets have never been safer
and more crowded.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, because people are respecting the, you know, kind of the distance rule. Mm-hmm. So you'll see people talk, and then you'll see them start to inch back a little bit. It's kind of funny. It's like they're being very friendly. And, hey, it's so hard to throw yourself back into the, I can't wait to see somebody, but wait.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Not too close.
I said, Dal, I'm done handshaking.
Yeah, I'm done with that, too. I'm done with that, too.
And probably the hugging. Like, I do the hug, the pull-in hug when I see someone.
End of an era.
It is, and it's time to go because I know people even before COVID-19 that were like, I don't know why Americans shake hands. Like, that's.
But, Manny, tell Dallas what you want to do from now on.
Bow.
That's weirder.
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird.
Watch the video. Dal, I'll show you. I don't know why it's weird. They're very anti-culture. You ready? Watch. Dal. Good to see you, bud. Haven't seen you in a while. Weird. Roy.
You're going to start your business meeting with people giggling at you.
How you guys doing?
But what happens? Like, who goes first? See, there's all this unwritten rules.
I'm coming in with it.
And what if you hit heads?
You won't hit
heads. Yeah, what if you bang heads?
You're more likely to bang heads when I pull him into me to give him the hug hello.
You just say hello.
Hey, how about this greeting? I didn't know how to greet Loren's mom. When I first met her, she came in and she did the kisses on the cheek thing. The one kiss on one side, the one kiss on the other.
The European hello.
The European, your mom gave me the European hello, and I've never experienced that before.
I know how I'd like to greet Loren's mom.
What does that mean?
I'm just kidding.
Dude, you're the best. We've talked about it 1,000 times on the show, how you're right in the middle of their age. Both of them.
Okay, that's enough of Dal.
No, more Dal.
Can I get on the show more often?
Yeah, we would love you to. Absolutely. Yes. Like, Sterling hasn't made an appearance, and Roy's been home for over a week.
It's because Sterling hates my job. he hates this.
Dude, how's work? Are you
we're shut down.
Yeah. Sucks.
Anything minimally invasive that's not an emergency is basically shut down. And then a lot of our doctors are pulling different call services so that they're not exposing themselves. And then they're juggling like L&D. So I've been obviously watching that because with us being on the clock for middle of June, I kind of want to know. Do we have our regular doctor, or they kind of jump rope in between a bunch of different doctors? What's the deal?
Oh, I better have my regular doctor.
Yeah, she will. Our doctor's awesome. She'll-
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
She'll come out of the dugout for us, I hope.
Bring in the lefty.
Extra masks. Yeah,
I got extra.
I'll stash some PPE.
How's your mom doing?
Good.
Yeah, she's staying in.
Yeah, they're on lockdown now. My stepdad he's a typical old man. I like to golf. I like to go out and see my buddies. It's not quarantine sitting in the golf club having a couple beers. I'm like,
that's just like my dad. My dad, he's working and going out there. And my mom has had she has kidney disease. She's had strokes and heart attacks. She has bad lungs. I'm like, you're going to kill my mom. Stop.
It's the same with Dallas's mom. Yeah, I mean, she's a breast cancer survivor. She's had a stroke. I mean, what do we have to do teach these guys?
In all fairness, and I love Cindy, Roy, to jump out from behind a box to play a prank on her could kill your mother with all the ailments she has.
Seriously, you excite her too much. It's the biggin'.
Surprise!
That's funny.
All right, Dal. What else, dude? How is it having Ren home all the time?
It's great, annoying. Except for the closet radio booth does echo a little bit in the morning. My morning call is accelerated to the early 6 a.m.s now.
I know.
We need a light. You know the light that goes on outside of the thing that says live? So, yeah. Like, I know I can't come in and go to the bathroom or...
Yeah, because he comes in and he tries to talk to me, and we're, like, in the middle of a break, and I'm, like, holding my hand up, like, you got to wait.
That's awesome.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, Sterling told me today, Dallas, that we were being very loud.
But you know what we were doing? It was Friday, so we're playing throwback music all day, and on the radio, we had the music playing, and, like, we were in the club shouting out all the essential workers that were texting us today, you know.
That's cool.
Like, hey, what up? Big shout out, you know, in the club. We're in the MRL club.
Hey, I will say this. No matter how different and much we complain about the adjustment that we've had to make of our lives sitting at home, man, those people who are on call, like in the mix every day, that's real stuff. So, you know, big ups to them. I walk in an OR one time, I'm freaked out. I'm changing out scrubs and chews and don't bring it in the house. And these people are doing it every day.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody keeping the wheels moving.
Yeah, I hear you, dude. Good.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, y'all be good. I'm going to get back at it.
See you, buddy.
And by back at it, you all mean right, Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
See you, dude.
Maybe a little breakfast.
I miss Sterling.
Thanks for not
I miss
asking
Dallas.
Him about me yelling at him this morning.
This sucks.
I miss hanging out with Dallas in the rain.
I know, and the weather's perfect. We should all be in backyard patio parties, you know.
How about this? I can't have a housewarming party. You know? I'm unable to throw a party and have everyone see the new house, and I can't show off this place yet.
The only one I get to see is Nicole. You know?
Yeah. And she's gonna be the one that gives you Corona.
With her new turtle back sunglasses on.
Tortoise shell.
From Joe Exotic.
What are you doing?
I'll tell
Joe
you
Joe Exotic line.
Before you leave, make sure you stop by the guest shop and get you some Joe Exotic sunglasses.
Yeah, it's right next to my condom.
But you'll be on surveillance.
You'll be on surveillance, that's for sure, first thing. Fuck Jeff. I lost my accent. Hey, I wanted to do something because before we get off the podcast, we mentioned we were going to do it yesterday and we didn't because we had Sam on. And I think we were supposed to do it on Wednesday and we just got into another stream of conscious of talking. But we talked about the misheard lyrics that Nicole brought a list.
I'm 14 carats.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm farting carrots and Starbucks lovers from Taylor Swift. And what was the Garth Brooks one?
Sausage gravy.
I ain't big on sausage gravy.
Well, I'm pretty convinced that Alessia Cara is saying a bad word and it ain't clock that's ticking. And I mean, I've heard it and I've played it for you guys before.
Clock.
Yeah, you know.
I wanted him to have to say it.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can get you guys to hear this. Listen to this. Hold on. Listen, it ain't the clock she's talking about. All you have to do is stay a minute,
just take your time. The clock is ticking.
She doesn't say L. You can't clearly hear the L.
I just said cock.
Okay, good. I thought you said clock. Stick it, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second. Your hands on
mine. The clock is ticking, so stay. It's close, man.
Like, if I was the producer, I'd be like, clock.
Can you over-enunciate?
Clock. Say ka and lock. Ka-lock. The ka-lock. That's how it should be. The ka-lock. But it's not. It's... Just take your time. The clock is ticking. So stay. I just wanted to add. I said we would play that on the podcast.
Because it's dirty.
Yeah. Well, it's dirty and it's real life. It's real life. All right, you guys. That's a Rap Party podcast. Everybody have a safe weekend. And make sure if you have kids at home, they send more cards to us for Operation Kids Care. Did you see this text that just came in late in the show?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Let's see. Here it is. I mailed out an envelope yesterday with around 100 cards. I realized I forgot to put the letter inside thanking you guys for all you do. I feel terrible. Anyway, the return address is from Cindy Soto, and I want to tell you guys you are awesome.
Say swear. 100 cards?
That's what she said. 100 cards.
Sweet.
Yeah. So.
That's awesome.
Bible.
Bible.
Yeah, and we
I'll
just.
I'll put my cock on it. Clock on it.
We just got another. Another nursing home in Cornelius.
Request?
Yeah. So, and like, that's the thing is, I'm not going to tell these people no.
I know.
So,
I know.
More cards.
We asked for 1,000. We might need more.
I think 1,000 would, if it would be good.
Okay. And we're probably almost to 500, I would think, at this point.
Nope.
You know, no, I don't even have construction paper. I have Coldwell Banker letterhead. Can I write notes on that?
Okay, Roy, here's what you do. And I did this yesterday because one of the nursing homes that we sent to needed 58, but I only had 54. So I just quickly made 4 new ones. And here's what I did. I took just one sheet of printer paper, and I folded it in half and then folded it again so that it was 4 squares. And then I just cut those 4 squares up, and each one of those squares became a card. And I just wrote, like, Happy Easter.
Oh, you're on to Easter already?
I mean, Easter's
yeah, it's like next week.
Is it?
So I wrote, Happy Easter. We're so blessed to have you.
Okay, did you just write it in normal pens? Like, I don't even think I have
yep.
crayon.
Yeah, no, I wrote those 4. Now, for every, I bought different color Sharpies to do on, like, the ones I'm doing at home with stickers and whatnot. But for those, I just wrote a smiley face, did, like, a little sunshine, a little flower, and wrote Happy Easter.
I'm nervous that you guys are going to see my cards, and you're going to think that a 4-year-old did it.
Mm-hmm. Look, here's the 3-year-old pile.
Actually, my 3-year-olds probably look better.
Here's the 5-year-old pile. No, that's Roy's.
That's Roy.
Well, any bit you can do can help. And we'll tell you right now, you can mail the cards, please, to 1520 South Boulevard, Suite 300. Mail them to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. We've got weeks to do this, and we're looking for 1,000. And like Nicole said, we're probably close to 500, but we're not there. But it gives your kids something to do at home and helps out these people in these long-term care facilities. So,
hey, Nicole, you want to make a deal?
Depends. What's your offer?
I'll do a bunch of cards if you bring me a stack of unopened computer paper.
How many? What's a bunch?
I need some, too.
Tell me how much you want me to make.
Okay.
I don't think we're stocked anymore.
From today, I know where the stockpile is. From today until Sunday night. So you got approximately, okay. I would like 50 cards.
Done. I'll do 50 if you can bring me an unopened office pack of computer paper because I'm running low because I'm printing
Done.
50 sheets of paper for the show today.
I can do that.
Thank you.
All right. Don't forget, I'll be on with Bozzy today, 2 o'clock on Friday, April 3rd, with Kiss95.1's Insta. And, they're changing the sign.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to find out what's going into that Nova Bakery spot.
They got a sign. Attorney at law. Lame.
Attorney at law?
Yeah. Nova's got a new sign. Steven, what is it? Steven Meir, attorney at law.
Definitely not an Einstein extension.
Damn attorneys.
You can't eat them. Damn it. We were hoping it was a food place. They changed Nova's Bakery, which is a delicious bakery here in Charlotte, to an attorney's office.
Yeah, do you remember that text message we got from that cocky a-hole saying, oh, it's Einstein's?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
He said, but I think they're going to rebuild Einstein's or something. Who knows? Who cares? Nobody can eat. Nobody can go. You can only go into the attorney's office anyway. You can't go into a restaurant.
Right.
All right. Yeah, Bozzy
okay,
today.
Goodbye.
2 o'clock. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.